Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that helps to elevate small business owners to business celebrity status and garner more growth opportunities. We enthusiastically provide small businesses or small business owners with mega recognition, a new level of excitement, and a stronger personal brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In today's segment of Sparkplug Radio, we're going to be speaking with Metro Atlanta attorney Latasha Walker about how not to get burned in your divorce. Our very special guest today is a native of Knoxville, Tennessee. Go Vols! She is a graduate of the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, where she received both her Bachelor of Science in Communications and her law degree. Today, Attorney Walker specializes in family law and divorce litigation and has over 22 years of practice in litigation experience. Her private practice has been open since 2003, and her firm is located in Clayton County, Georgia. We're so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark in Metro Atlanta and beyond, Attorney Latasha Walker. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How are you today, Attorney Walker?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Well, we know you're extremely busy, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if a person thinks they want to file for a divorce, what do they need to do before they file, or is there anything that needs to be done in preparation for filing?
Absolutely. So I think that's a great question, because a lot of times when a party decides they're ready to go for it with a divorce, they don't do their homework first. I call it doing your homework or doing your due diligence so that you're ready to file and you know the ins and outs of what's going to happen. For example, a lot of times when a party is getting ready for a divorce, they're not educated as to, and I don't want to say not educated, but they're not aware of the things that are going to be handled by the court. So the best person to know your case is you. The best person to prepare your case is you. So you need to know, for example, everything that's going to come into play for that divorce. What is the financial status of the parties? Do you know what retirement is available to the parties, pension accounts? What's the personal property that's going to be at issue? Is there any debt that needs to be handled as part of that divorce? So I always say you want to educate yourself first, because equipping yourself with the right information is going to help you to be more successful and to know what is going to play out or what is going to be the main issues of your case. My key thing I always tell people is knowledge is key. Equip yourself first, and then you're better able to navigate that divorce process.
All right. Well, what if both spouses want a divorce? Does it matter who files for divorce first in Georgia?
So that's another great question, and I have clients who ask that all the time. Filing first does have its advantages. For example, if you're trying to protect your marital assets, you have a marital home, there's 401k or retirement benefits that are going to be a part of the divorce process. Filing first does have a great advantage, because you have to be able to protect those assets if a spouse is going to try to hide them or dispose of them. And what a lot of people don't know is you're only protected in the divorce process once you file. So if you've had a conversation with your spouse, or your spouse has had a conversation with you, that they're going to file divorce or you're going to file divorce, but everybody sits on it and it doesn't actually get filed, those assets are not protected. So they can go out and start changing bank account information, taking you off of insurance policies, spending up assets that you might be entitled to. So filing first has great advantages because it helps you to protect those assets through the court's orders that says everything has to stay status quo until the court is able to get involved with this divorce and to decide what's going to happen or what's going to be divided or what each party is entitled to. So one of the second ways that I say that you can avoid getting burned in a divorce is don't procrastinate when it comes to filing a divorce in order to protect those marital assets. Being the first to file absolutely protects you. There are some different thoughts on this, but filing for a divorce in Georgia begins by filing the complaint, as I said, and you have to file in order to have that protection.
All right. Well, for the people who may be just tuning in, we're speaking with Metro Atlanta attorney LaTosha Walker about how not to get burned in your divorce. Attorney Walker, what does that term really mean, burned, for you?
So for me, what that means is if you don't educate yourself as to what can happen as part of a divorce, what you're entitled to, what may happen regarding your marital assets, even if you have children, what may happen regarding custody, how the court process or the divorce process works. If you don't educate yourself to that, you can truly do some serious damage to your case. For example, in Georgia is an equitable distribution state. And what that means is all marital property acquired during the marriage is subject to division. And a lot of people don't know that. Property brought into the marriage is not subject to division, but anything else that came into existence during that marriage is subject to division. That means any real estate that you brought together, your marital home, 401k and retirement accounts, bank accounts, checking and savings, stocks and bonds, so even personal property, your vehicles. So getting burned means if you don't know that those things become a part of the divorce and can be subject to equitable distribution, you can really do some serious damage to your case if you don't know how to protect your right to those assets.
All right. Well, moving on to the next question, some people believe that attorneys are too expensive. Do you really need an attorney to file for a divorce, or can you file on your own?
So in Georgia, you actually can file a divorce on your own. However, the number one way I believe to get burned in a divorce is if you don't know or you're not aware of the laws and the rules of court that govern your case. Mistakes can cost you big in a divorce, as I said earlier. For example, say you fail to respond to something that the other party has filed. Say you fail to respond to something that the court, a notice that the court has sent out. There are deadlines in divorce cases. There are orders that get issued by the judge from the beginning and all throughout that case. So there are certain things that an attorney is more capable of doing to protect your interests in a divorce. So I am a huge believer that although you can file on your own, I don't recommend it. One of the ways that I recommend not getting burned in a divorce is always seek out good legal representation from the very beginning. Don't wait until it's too late in the divorce process before you seek help, because what you don't know actually can and oftentimes will hurt you in your divorce. Attorneys are trained professionals. They know the law, they know the rules of court, and most importantly, they know how to apply those rules and laws to your case in order to protect your legal interests and your rights. So that's so important. I liken it to if you're going to need surgery for something. You're not going to try to do surgery on yourself. You're going to seek out a professional, a doctor, a surgeon to do that. So I think the same applies here. Attorneys are learned. They know the rules of court. They are there to fight for you, and they're there to protect your interests. And you should never try to navigate something on your own that could be so important or so detrimental. Your children are involved. If you have children together, your life savings are involved. Your, again, retirement 401k is involved. Those are things you just want to make sure that you have the best possible representation to help you protect these investments. We don't oftentimes plan on a divorce, you know, but life happens. But when it happens, you want to make sure that you know there's so much at stake and you really need good, competent legal representation to help you protect those assets.
Attorney Walker, as an aside here, what's the number one cause for divorce in Georgia today or the United States?
Wow, the number one cause that I find a lot of times for divorces is finances. Just really there being issues with finances, and that's one of the things that you also find or I have found in a lot of the cases I represent that when it gets to the point of a divorce, a lot of times the parties don't even know the finances of the other party. And I know that sounds crazy, but it happens. And so finances a lot of times, unfortunately, is a huge factor in why a lot of people end up having to go down the road of divorce. And then again, the second one that I find, you know, communication. But at the same time, unfortunately, like I said, we don't always see or foresee a divorce, and of course we don't plan for a divorce. You know, we get married and we plan to be married forever. But like I said, life happens, and once it happens, you have to, I really strongly recommend that you protect yourself when that process starts.
All right. Well, Attorney Walker, what if the two spouses are in the process of a divorce and are physically living separate and apart? Can one spouse move on with their life while the divorce is still pending?
So, great question. So, in Georgia, once a divorce is filed, you are still married. You are still married until a final order or a final judgment of divorce is entered. So, you really have to be careful when you're going through a divorce that you don't do things throughout that process simply because the parties are living separate and apart that will basically hinder or seriously damage your case. Anything you do while a divorce is pending can be used against you at a final trial or as part of that case, and it can be very detrimental to what final rulings or scenarios of the court may be at the end of that case. The bad decisions you may make, for example, say you're married, still, your divorce is filed and it's pending. You're living separate and apart, as you just asked, but you decide, you know what, I don't want my spouse on my health insurance anymore. I'm not going to pay for that anymore, and you go and remove them. That is a direct violation of the rules and laws that apply to a divorce, and you can be seriously penalized for that. You could be held in contempt of court. You can be incarcerated. You could be made to pay sanctions of the court. You could be penalized by being ordered to pay attorney's fees for making decisions like that. Another example is the parties are living separate and apart, and one spouse decides, I'm going to change the locks on the marital home. Technically, the law in Georgia is while the parties are still married, that home still belongs to both parties. So changing the locks actually is a criminal offense in Georgia, as well as a contemptible action where the judge could penalize you in your divorce and even incarcerate you along with some of those other penalties that we just spoke about. So there's things that you have to know what those laws and rules of court are before you start taking actions that could seriously harm or hurt your case. Another great example is, and I get this question a lot, from my clients. Can I start dating someone while we're separated and going through our divorce? And I always say, no, you don't want to do that, because that plays a serious part in decisions of the court on the issues of, for example, adultery. And of course, we would say, well, that's not adultery. We're already separated. We're already living apart. But in Georgia, you're married until your divorce, even while that divorce is pending. So you do have to be really careful when you're going through a divorce. You have to ask questions. You have to ask the right questions of your attorney. Again, one of the reasons I strongly suggest having good legal representation, ask questions. Ask your attorney, what can I do? What should I be doing? What should I not be doing? What things could affect my case? What things are going to have a serious outcome on my case? What things are going to put me in the best possible scenario when I'm going before a judge? Asking questions before you go out and do something is one of the best things I could recommend that a person can do in order not to get burned as part of a divorce.
All right. Well, it looks like we may have a caller on the line that has a question. Caller, do you have a question for Attorney Walker?
Yes, I do. My name is Mrs. Johnson.
Hi, Ms. Johnson.
Hello, Ms. Johnson. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. My question is, what if a person has filed for divorce and during that time that the spouse actually goes out and gets new debt? What happens in a situation like that?
So that's a great question. So in a situation like that, once a divorce is filed, there is actually an immediate order that enters at the time of initiating that case. It's called a standing order. And that standing order, the best way I can explain it, pretty much says that everything has to stay status quo. It means you're not to go and start acquiring new debt that the other party could be responsible for. You're not to go and start changing deeds or titles to property. You're not to do anything that disturbs that status quo. So if a person does go and start acquiring new debt while that divorce is pending, you are able to make the court aware of that. You also can ask the court as part of that divorce that they be 100% responsible for all of that new debt. So let's say even if it's you that acquired the new debt, the thinking is that we're separated, we're separate and apart, a divorce is filed. So even though we're still married, even though we haven't reached the end of that divorce, any new debt that I'm taking on or any new debt that that person is taking on, I'm not considering that to be marital debt. That was done separate and apart once I considered the marriage to have ended. And so the marriage to have ended is not the date that the court has issued your order of divorce yet, but the date that you believe the marriage to be broken. You want to say from that date forward, I don't want to be responsible for any new debt this person has taken on, and I'm going to ask the court that they 100% be made or held responsible for that.
Okay.
All right. Well, caller, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Let's play what if one more time, Attorney Walker. What if the spouses have had an opportunity to talk and they want to agree to some terms to resolve the divorce? Or say the divorce has been finalized and the court has issued final orders in the case. First, is it advisable to enter into an agreement with the spouse? And second, can spouses make agreements between themselves outside of court?
So great question. So first, yes, it is absolutely okay for spouses to make agreements between themselves on how they want to resolve their divorce, or to even make agreements after the divorce if they want to modify certain parts or issues of their order. An example would be, say there's child support that has been ordered to be paid from one spouse to the other for the benefit of the minor children. And say one party says, you know, we can agree to modify this child support. I'm just going to give you an example. I know you're supposed to be paying $500 a month, but you don't have to pay it this month. Just buy clothes for the kids, or just pay their school tuition, or just, you know, do this. It's okay to make agreements outside of court. However, most important thing is any agreement made between parties should and absolutely needs to be in writing, or it is not enforceable through court. So one of the things that I absolutely advise my clients of, I'm a strong believer of agreements. Agreements can help you to have more control over the outcome of your case. Nothing wrong with entering into an agreement. However, if you are going to enter into an agreement, before you do it, make sure to have an attorney review it and to give you just some legal advice on how that agreement is going to affect you or going to affect this whole process, depending on what the issues are the two of you are agreeing to. Also, agreements need to be in writing. If they're not in writing, they are not enforceable. And if you're going to be changing a court order that's already been issued, you want to absolutely make sure to get any new agreements in writing and go ahead and put those new agreements through the court process. There's a process called modification. Put those new agreements through the court process so that you can enforce them, so that you don't get burned in the end. And that's one of my huge things. I do have a lot of clients who do make agreements, and they are able to agree. And again, like I said, I'm an absolute fan of that. If you can agree, great. There's nothing like having some control over your case. But if you do reach agreements, make sure you understand the aspects of that agreement. Make sure you have it in writing between both parties and notarized. And then if it's going to be changing a court order, make sure you have that agreement modified through the court system so that you can enforce it later.
All right. Well, Attorney Walker, any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listening audience with regarding how not to get burned in your divorce?
Final thoughts I would leave would be, again, going back to the beginning, you just want to inform yourself. And the best way to inform yourself is seek out the information you need, do your due diligence, and ask the right questions. You can do that by most attorneys will allow a consultation, and most attorneys will allow a free consultation, and we absolutely do that here at my office. We do free consultations, we do telephone consultations, and we do free in-office consultations for your first visit. My goal is I always want to make sure that I can help educate and inform clients on the best possible ways to proceed forward, what's going to be at stake, what your options are, and what could play out as part of that divorce. One of the things that I am a strong believer in, and I heard someone say this to me years ago when I first started practicing family and divorce law. He said, we spend a lot of money at the beginning of our marriage when we have nothing together and nothing to lose. We'll spend so much on a wedding, and we put our all into that. But when a marriage is breaking up, when we're about to go through a divorce, we want to spend the least amount of money. But you have the most to lose. Your life savings, again, your home, your 401k in retirement, your children are at issue when you're going through a divorce. So we don't want to take that time and make it the time that we don't put the most importance on how to educate ourselves, navigate that divorce process, and make sure that we're coming out successful. So if I could leave the listeners with anything, it would be the importance of educating yourself so that you can have the best possible outcome. And the biggest way I believe you can do that is getting good representation so that you know you have someone who's going to fight hard and someone who's going to make sure that you get a fair and equitable outcome in your divorce.
All right. Well, Attorney Walker, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you decided to advertise the J. Latasha Walker Law Firm in the next inspiring edition of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
Thank you so much. Awesome, awesome, awesome publication. And I just enjoyed myself reading it and getting it each year. I also greatly enjoyed the entire publication and being able to see all of the business owners that are in there and the wonderful things that they are doing in the Atlanta area and in Georgia. And I absolutely wanted to be a part of something that is inspiring and something that is just such a wonderful addition for, you know, the city of Atlanta and for business owners and for those who are getting the publication. I think it just gives you an awesome look at what's available out here and just the professionalism that we have in Atlanta, the beautiful ladies that are in here that are in Atlanta that are doing big things in business and that are making their marks on this city. And I just really enjoyed having the opportunity to be a part of that next and upcoming edition.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
So they can connect with me. Our office is located in Clayton County, and it's in Jonesboro, Georgia, and we're actually located at 137 West Mill Street, Suite A in Jonesboro, Georgia. They can connect with us by phone. Our main line is 678-663-4228, or they can connect with us on Facebook. They can also connect with us on Google, and they can connect with us by just Googling us and on our website. So we have a lot of things out there, a lot of new things coming up for my office. Like I said, biggest thing for us is we want to just educate the public. That is a huge, huge, huge thing that I love and enjoy, making sure my clients are informed, making sure I'm answering those questions for them, making sure I'm making them aware of their legal rights, and just making sure they know that that's what we're here for. We don't want to just represent you. We want to represent you and educate you, and we want to make sure you have all the tools you need to be successful in any legal action.
Would you be so kind to give out your web address?
Yes, so our web address actually is the J. Latasha Walker Law Firm, LLC. So it's www.thejlatashawalkerlawfirmllc.com.
All right. Attorney Latasha Walker, Principal Attorney at the J. Latasha Walker Law Firm, thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having me. I greatly enjoyed it, and I hope that I was able to be a help to the listeners.
And you definitely were. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals. Attorney Walker, did you have one more thing?
I'm sorry, you said that I have one more thing?
Yeah, I had turned your mic off, but then I heard you say a little something, and I want to come back to you and see if you had one more thing for the listeners.
I was just saying absolutely thank you to you, and I was just saying thank you for having me, and I greatly enjoyed it.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals like Attorney Latasha Walker. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank the Spark Plug Radio team for doing another fine job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.